Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Lent, the Season of Repentance and Renewal by Esau Macaulay, narrated by Esau Macaulay. This book is dedicated to my wife, Mandy. It is my great joy to journey through the church year and life with you as we pursue Christ together. The Fullness of Time, Series Preface, Esau Macaulay, General Editor. Christians of all traditions are finding a renewed appreciation for the church year. This is evident in the increased number of churches that mark the seasons in their preaching and teaching. It's evident in the families and small groups looking for ways to recover ancient practices of the Christian faith. This is all very good. To assist in this renewal, we thought Christians might find it beneficial to have an accessible guide to the church year, one that's more than a devotional, but less than an academic tome. The Fullness of Time Project aims to do just that. We have put together a series of short books on the seasons and key events of the church year, including Advent, Christmas, Epiphany, Lent, Easter, and Pentecost. These books are reflections on the moods, themes, rituals, prayers, and scriptures that mark each season. These are not, strictly speaking, devotionals. They are theological and spiritual reflections to seek to provide spiritual formation by helping the reader live fully into the practices of each season. We want readers to understand how the church is forming them in the likeness of Christ through the church calendar. These books are written from the perspective of those who have lived through the seasons many times, and we'll use personal stories and experiences that explain different aspects of the season that are meaningful to us. In what follows, do not look for comments from historians pointing out minutiae. Instead, look for fellow believers and evangelists using the tool of the church year to preach the gospel and point Christians towards discipleship and spiritual formation. We pray that these books will be useful to individuals, families, and churches seeking a deeper walk with Jesus. We must repent, an introduction to Lent. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. Mark chapter 1, verse 15. Lent is inescapably about repenting. Repentance is a change in direction, a spirit-empowered turning around. Repentance, then, is the first step we make towards God. But to turn towards God, we must turn away from something else. That something else is our sins. Lent, then, is about turning away from our sins and toward the living God. A season dedicated to repentance and renewal should not lead us to despair. It should cause us to praise God for His grace. Central to Lent is the idea that we need this kind of renewal consistently throughout our lives. We did not receive God's grace only when we turn to Him at the beginning of our spiritual journey. God's grace meets us again and again. Repentance solves the crisis created by our initial encounter with the gospel and its central character, the Messiah Jesus. Therefore, we cannot begin to discuss what Lent is until we do a little more to outline the shape of repentance. When Peter preached that first sermon at Pentecost, the scripture says his hearers were cut to the heart, and asked, "What shall we do?" Acts 2:37. Peter told them that they must repent. The proclamation of the gospel and the realization that it tells the story of God's work through His Son's life, death, and resurrection creates a crisis. When we enter the presence of God, no one has to convince us of our sinfulness. We learn about our inadequacy by the contrast between ourselves and God's holiness. When I encountered Jesus, I knew I was in the presence of not merely a better person, but of a different category of being altogether, the God-man. We see the inadequacy of our former way of life in the light of the holiness of God's Son. This is why the same apostle, when he first glimpsed Jesus during the miraculous catch of fish, said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." Luke chapter 5, verse 8. It's why Isaiah, when he encountered the presence of God, could only cry, "Woe to me." Isaiah 6:5. The good news is that at the moment we see the gap between ourselves and our Lord, we also encounter the blood that draws us in and assures us we are forgiven. Jesus' own presence is both grace and judgment. I don't remember much about what led me to be baptized at an early age, but I do remember the feeling of dread that came over me then, and many other times over the years. It's a dread that has come over all those who come to Jesus. It is the thrill and the terror that the story of Jesus, His life, death, resurrection, ascension, and eventual return is true. If these things are true, everything is turned upside down. The life we have known is ended. Something new has begun. God help us. We must change direction.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?